What's going on, guys? This is Michael Barayev with Spitting Fire. And as you guys know, every single Monday we come at you with the truth and nothing but the truth. And I know today is Labor Day. And some of you guys are having a good time at the beach and a good time at the pool. You probably just got back and had a good time at a barbecue. Nothing wrong with that. But for me, Labor Day equals work day. And I'll tell you why. Now, some of you guys may not understand Michael Barayev. Some of you guys may not understand how entrepreneurs think. And on today, I'm going to talk to you guys on the difference, okay, between financial currency and spiritual currency, okay? Because a lot of people have come at me in the past couple of weeks, and I've been hearing this a lot, and it's kind of been bugging me. People have been telling me, oh, Michael, money is not that important. Money is not the only thing. Money will not solve all your problems. Money is not a good thing. And today I'm going to tell you that money is neither good nor bad, okay? And I'm going to tell you guys how I view money in my eyes and how I actually view my spiritual life also. Because somebody came up to me and asked me, well, Michael, you can't take money with you when you die and you go to the next world, so to say, or the next place that we're supposed to go. And I said, can I be honest with you? And he said, of course. And I said, dude, nobody said that money's going to come with me. But I want to take care of my life in this world and in the next world. And that's why we have two things that I look at: financial currency and spiritual currency. Now, just to kind of give you guys a little bit of an idea of what financial currency is, and we all may know that, that is pretty much monetary money, anything you can do with money, like buy something, maybe buy food, maybe buy health insurance, maybe buy a blanket, maybe buy a notebook, maybe you can buy food, whatever the case is. Money is a tool, is a resource. I'm going to get to that in a second. But the other currency I call is spiritual currency, okay? And spiritual currency is something that you actually cannot make. You can't really buy it with financial currency. It's something that is kind of tallied on your name in the holy world, okay? Now, some of you guys may say, what the fuck are you talking about, Mike? And I'm going to tell you right now, I have no clue what's going to happen to us when we die, but I bet you that there's something after death. Has to be. It's not just an empty, dark place. There's another world that I believe in that's going to actually come to us. Well, whether you call it heaven, whether you call it whatever you want to call it. But I just know that what we do in this world will guarantee us something in the next world. That's what I believe in. Okay, I may be wrong. I may be right. It doesn't matter. It's what I believe in. Okay, now financial currency is something that we actually receive as a reward based on the value that we add in this world we call Earth. And that's money. That's a dollar bill. That's a yen. That's a peso. Whatever the case is from wherever you are in the world. Now, spiritual currency is kind of like tallies or good deeds that you do in this world. And it kind of adds on. Now, remember, you cannot spend spiritual currency in this world. But you could spend financial currency because we live on an economical planet. So in this world, the world we call Earth, what we use to actually spend and reward ourselves and invest, whatever the case is, we use financial currency we call money. In the next world, we can't use money because when you die, money stays in this world. Because remember, we live on a financial planet, an economical planet. But in the next world, you use spiritual tokens, so to say, spiritual currency. So today I'm going to talk to you guys about the financial aspect and why it's important to take care of yourself in this world and the spiritual aspect, which is important to take care of you in the next world. Okay, because I'm the kind of guy that I want to win in all areas of my life. I don't want to just enjoy my life here. I want to enjoy my life in the future. Because a lot of times, a lot of these religious people, a lot of these people that go to church 17 days a week, they want to tell me about money's not that important. And I tell you right now, yes, you're right. It's not the only thing that's important, but it's close to air and you need it for this world. You cannot go to the grocery store and tell them, hey, I'm religious, I love God, and give me food. They're not going to give it to you. Now, they may give you food one time, twice, but you can't do that every single day. At the end of the day, in order for you to get food, you need to exchange it with a dollar bill. In order for you to pay for your kids' tuition, you need to exchange it with a dollar bill. Now, does that mean that money is the only thing that's important? Absolutely not. But in this world, like I said, it's financial currency. In the next world, you cannot take a dollar bill with you because they will not accept that. You need spiritual currency. You need spiritual tokens. You need spiritual money. Okay, and that's what I'm going to talk about today so you guys can have the understanding that, remember, you have to take care of the financial world here and you have to take care of the spiritual world in the next world, okay? And how you do that will be some of the examples I'm going to talk about today. So number one, about the financial aspect, okay? You got to understand, number one, you have to have abundance mentality. You have to have an abundant mentality, meaning there's abundance all over the place. If you look around your house, if you look around the street, if you just walk outside and just look at a lamp, the lamppost, the red light, the yellow light, the green light post, whatever the case is, I guarantee you, if you just make a quick 360 degree turn, you will see hundreds of thousands of dollars around you. Whether it's the pavement, whether it's the cement, whether it's the plants, whether it's the tree itself. Some of you guys are looking at an oak tree, and that oak tree costs $25,000. Make sense? So there's a lot of money out there. There's so much abundance. And you can't have a scarcity mindset. You can't have this mindset of, oh, there's not enough. All right? Because remember, you have to take care of the financial aspect first in order to enjoy your life here, and then take care of the spiritual aspect as well. But you need to have some money, man. Without money, you are screwed. Number two, it's about prosperity. If you look into the Bible, it always talks about prosperity and how much there's so much that there's out there. It has an abundance mindset with prosperity all over the place. When Abraham had his cattle, he had like hundreds of cattle with him. He invited his hosts. He actually served them. He took care of them, right? All these different stories and things that we heard from the Bible. And it's all about abundance. It's about a lot. It's about pluses. It's about surplus. It's not about minimization. It's not about minimizing how much you have. It's not about, oh my God, it's not enough. It's always about prosperity. And that's what you need to understand in this world. There's so much out there for you. You just have to want it. And if you want it, and you're going to go, if you want it, you work hard for it, you're going to get it. All right? Number three, you have to understand that there's wealth accumulation. All right? Getting rich is different than getting wealthy. A lot of people think that they're wealthy when they make $500,000 a year, or even $1 million a year, or even $5 million a year. But the problem is, it's not how much you make. It's how much you keep and how much you multiply. Because at the end of the day, you need not only money for today, you need it for next year, for the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. And yes, your life is short while you're on this planet, but don't you want to enjoy it while you're on this planet? Don't you want to do things that you always wanted to do on this planet before you go to the next? So it's very important to understand the wealth accumulation process. All right. Number four, money creates more options. You got to get this out of your head that money is evil. Money is not evil. Money is actually really, really useful. Money creates more choices. The only reason why I want to have surplus and wealth in my family, the only reason is because I want freedom. I don't want to be controlled by which college I go to and which tuitions I want to pay for my kid, but what kind of food I want to eat. I don't want to make a decision based on money. See, a lot of you guys have been or are where I was 5 years ago, 3 years ago, when I actually went into a restaurant, and the second there was an idea of getting hungry, or I wanted to eat, in between the idea and the execution, there was a thought about how much would it cost. And I was so worried about how much the plate of food would cost, instead of me just having an idea of being hungry and just executing and just buying the food. And it was a very tough time for me because I had such a scarcity mindset back in the day. And I had to learn to change that because I started to hang out with successful individuals who thought bigger than $20 a plate or $50 a plate. As a matter of fact, there was one point in my life when I was actually on a date at a very young age, and I went into a restaurant and they said market price for what the girl was looking at. And I almost had a heart attack because I was like, market price? What's the market price? And that's exactly what most people do. Most people have an idea, and between the idea and execution, they have a thought, and that thought is always about how much. They always look at it, how much it's going to cost them, not how much value it's going to add to them, right? So remember, money creates options. You want freedom. That's what I want. I want to be able to make choices without worrying about how much and how much this and all this kind of nonsense. I want to do what I want, when I want, however I want, okay? Number five, money is a tool. Money is a resource. Money is nothing but a tool to help you to do what you want to do. And if you have a heart problem, you would want to go to the best doctor, not the cheapest doctor. And if you want to take care of your teeth, you want to go to the best dentist, not the broke dentist that lives in a freaking basement of a building. If you want to get the best treatment, you better pay some big bucks. A lot of times the best doctors don't even accept private insurance. They just accept cash. So remember, money is a tool to accept rewards. Money is a tool to buy things. Money is a tool to help you. Now, is money going to make you happy alone? No. Neither is a piece of paper. Neither. If I told you right now, I'm going to give you 100,000 sticky notes. Would that make you happy? Probably not. Then why would 100 pieces of dollar bills make you happy? It's not supposed to make you happy. It's just supposed to give you choices. And the choices you make, you will choose to be happy or choose to be sad. Now, does that mean you can be happy when you're poor? Probably yes, maybe, but not for very long, because remember, when the bills come to your door, you can't write happy on that check. You got to put money. So at the end of the day, money is very important. So let's talk about the spiritual currency, the spiritual aspect, how I view life. For me, in order to gain spiritual currency, I look at it this way. Number one, I am God's vessel. I've been telling God for many years, do me a favor, God, please. Please, I'm a pawn in front of you. I'm a king in front of the world. And do me a favor, mold me into the individual that I need to be so I can impact millions of people, so I can help people, so I can serve people, so I can do what you want me to do in the name of God, in the name of you, so I can glorify your name, so I can keep blessing your name, so everyone can know that you're the one that's blessing me and you're the one that's amazing. And God has been molding me, and he was putting me through a lot of pain to mold me into who I needed to be. If you think about a sword, if you take a sword and put in, and you know how they create a sword actually, they first dip it into a furnace, burning furnace, and then they start banging that sucker. If you ever seen a blacksmith, like one of those olden movies, they start banging out that stupid sword to kind of bend it into shape to be nice and sharp. And once it cools off, they dip it into the water, and once it cools off, it is a nice, shiny, metal sword. And that's what God does to us. So understand that you need to understand that you need to be God's blessing, God's vessel. Number two, when you start going out there and doing good deeds towards people, just doing nice things towards people, that's adding spiritual currency for you, okay? Doing good for others, it's not about you, it's about other people. Now, yes, you have to be a little bit selfish in some time and take care of yourself, but once you take care of yourself, the whole purpose of actually creating this world and having children, having a family, is to take care of you and then your family so you can take care of others as well. And that's how I look at life. Just do good deeds. Do nice things for other people. Number three, serve the world. When you start serving the world and adding value to the world, you create a spiritual currency. And the more you serve people, the more you help the world, the more currency you have in the next world to use up. Number four, it's about impacting people's lives. It's about serving people. It's about changing people's lives. It's about making someone's life 20 times better than the way you found them. The biggest blessing I can ever have is when one of my agents or one of my friends comes up to me and says, Michael, or one of you guys that listen to my podcast, or one of you guys that watch one of my videos, or a 20-second video or a 20-minute video, you say, Michael, you changed my life. And that right there is why I do what I do. It doesn't matter. The financial aspect is already taken care of. What I really want is the spiritual currency. And that makes me feel so amazing. And now I can use that in the next world. And that's how I will look at life. Impacting people's lives. Changing their life from where they were and bringing them to where they can be. Seeing people as who they can be, not as who they are. And number five, make this world a better place. Because at the end of the day, we're all going to die. We all know that. Like if you just sit down and think about it, mind fucks me how I know that I'm going to die one day. At 120 or 100 years old, doesn't really matter. But when I do die, what will people say about me in between that dash? 1991, Michael was born. And when he dies, it'll be 2091 or whatever. What will people say about that dash? And the question I have for you, what will people say about you during that dash? With the year you're born and the year you died, there's a little dash that's going to be on your gravestone. What will people say about you? Are you going to add more spiritual currency to your life? Or are you going to just sit there and just live your life and be miserable and keep complaining about the financial aspect of life and never take care of your future? Most people, they don't take care of their financial life here and they don't take care of their spiritual life in the future. So what I do recommend you guys is take care of your finances in this world. Take care of yourself now so you can take care of people around you so that in the next world, you're not worried because you already banked a spiritual currency. Have a good one, guys. And as you guys know, every single month I come at you spitting fire, spitting the truth. Now, you may agree, you may not agree. It's all up to you at the end of the day to you. Take my advice or not. But I can guarantee you one thing. My life is fulfilled. My life is full of life. I'm full of energy. On a Monday night, on Labor Day, I'm busting my ass. I'm serving you guys because I want to help you. I want to change your life. All I really want is to increase my financial bank account and I want to increase my spiritual bank account. And that's what matters to me. So for those of you that love what I say and love all the information I've been giving you guys, do me a favor and follow me on Instagram. My first name, Michael_Barayev, B-A-R-A-Y-E-V. I'm all over Instagram. If you want to follow me on Facebook, I do Facebook Lives all the time. You can find me at Michael Barayev on Facebook, okay? And for those of you that don't want to follow me, it's okay. Someday, somehow, somewhere, you will, because I promise you, I'm going to show up on your TV screen or on your iPad screen or somewhere. Because I promise you, my whole goal is to change people's lives. And that's what's important. Have a good one, guys. And enjoy the rest of your Labor Day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.